听力课堂，听 class.com。
13. Remuneration. Useful sentences. Asking about the remuneration.
1. What is your salary now?
2. What's your expected salary?
3. Is this satisfactory?
4. What were they paying, if you don't mind my asking?
5. What starting salary would you expect here?
6. What kind of salary did you get at the previous job?
7. Would you expect an increase in your present salary?
8. Would you consider a starting salary of 2,200 yuan?
9. What is the lowest salary you may consider?
10. What are you currently earning?
11. If you are hired, what salary do you expect?
12. What figure did you have in mind?
13. How is the salary determined?
14. What salary do you think you are worth?
15. Why don't you want to make more money?
Talking about remuneration.
1. At present, I get 2,000 yuan per month.
2. We pay on weekly basis.
3. I'd require a commencing salary of 2,500 yuan a month.
4. Since this will be my first job and I don't have much experience, I feel hesitant to suggest salary.
5. I think it is reasonable.
6. I am paid 1,800 yuan plus some allowance and bonus that comes to about 2,200 yuan per month.
7. I worked by the hour, 100 yuan per hour.
8. Our salary scale is different.
9. Yes, it is quite satisfactory. I accept it.
10. That's fine. I will follow whatever rules you have here.
11. What is important to me is the job and the people I'll be working with. So regarding salary, I leave it to you. And I am sure that you will make me a fair offer.
12. No, I don't mind being paid less than that. I prefer to learn more in a new position.
13. And an annual bonus equivalent to 3 months' salary.
14. That would be more than I have expected.
15. If you work all right, after 3 months, you will be put on the permanent payroll and be given a raise.
16. We give bonuses semi-annually.
17. As a trainee, I do not require a salary, but would appreciate it if you could provide me with enough stipend to support myself during the 3 months.
18. I'm willing to work on trial for 3 months at the lowest salary.
19. As regards salary, I leave it to you to decide after experience of capacity.
20. I think we can reach an agreement on the salary if I can be sure that there is a good chance to advance in this company.
21. My present monthly salary is 2,000 Hong Kong dollars.
22. I'm willing to serve on trial for some months at a small salary.
23. The salary required is 2,200 yuan per month. Living in the house.
24. To be frank, I do not know, but I am sure if I work well, you will be fair to me.
25. I can't really say. Pay is not everything. What I value most is job satisfaction.
26. If you are hired, what's your expected salary?
27. I receive a yearly remuneration of US$8,000 at the previous work.
28. That would be more than I have expected.
29. From what I've heard, starting salaries for FA are usually from 2,000 to 3,000 yuan a month.
30. I've earned 1 million yuan a year, including bonus.
31. The salary was 3,000 yuan per month when I was doing a part-time job. I'm not familiar with your company's paying system, but I believe that your company will offer me a competitive salary.
32. I have no definite requirement about the salary. I think you will treat me fairly on this point. What I weigh much is the chance to get the job, so I don't care much if your offer is reasonable.
33. Money is not the only thing that I care about for the moment. You can decide on my capacity and experience.
34. I have no exact demand on salary. Your company has been famous for good treatment to your staff, and I think I'll be treated alike. What I'm looking for here is the right opportunity to work.
35. I always think salary should be in proportion to one's work performance. I cannot raise my request for salary before I know for certain what kind of person you need.
36. I'm looking for a salary slightly higher than my present one.
37. My current salary is in the range of 7 million yen, including bonus, but not including overtime pay.
38. We pay our waiters 50 pounds a week, and you would get 60 pounds in your evening meal free.
39. We'll offer you a monthly salary of 1,500 yuan to begin with, and you would be eligible for a raise after the training period if you are employed.
40. I'm looking for a salary in the range of $40,000 to $50,000.
41. The salary which I should desire to commence is from 6,000 to 7,000 RMB.
42. As my present salary is 7,000 yuan, I want, at least, to keep this level.
43. It's not the time for us to talk about the salary now.
44. I think we should get down to the salary problem.
45. To be well paid is a dream that many graduates are having.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. Why do you want to join us?
The reason for my application for this position is simple. My educational background and professional experience make me qualify for the job.
Do you have any particular conditions that you would like the company to take into consideration?
Oh, just one thing. Could you give me some ideas of the pay?
What salary do you get at your present position?
2,000 RMB per month.
What starting salary would you expect here?
3,000 RMB per month.
No problem. We pay 3,000 RMB per month, plus a 20% commission on all, a company car and other benefits. All traveling expenses will be reimbursed by the company. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's all.
Conversation 2. What was your last salary?
I've earned RMB 1 million yuan a year, including bonus.
How much salary do you want us to pay you?
I'd like to be paid more than that. Hopefully, RMB 1.25 million yuan a year. I need the amount to feed my family here in New York. To tell the truth, I left the company to get more income. My background and experience in the industry is worth a higher compensation.
How do you feel about an annual salary of 1 million yuan plus bonus?
Well, let me think it over. Okay, I agree with your suggestion.
Conversation 3. Why did you leave your previous work?
Frankly speaking, I wish to get a higher salary.
The salary at the previous position?
1,000 pounds per month.
If you would get a salary of 1,200 pounds per month, is it acceptable to you?
Yes, it is.
Well, you'll be hearing from us within the next few days. Conversation 4. We need someone rather quickly. The sooner the better.
Can I ask what the position pays?
Well, of course, depends somewhat on experience, background, and that sort of thing. What are you currently earning?
My current salary is in the range of 50,000 yuan.
I see. Including bonus?
Yes, but not including overtime pay. I'm looking for a salary slightly higher than my present one, with opportunities for raises if I work well.
What starting salary would you expect here?
I have to support my parents, who are advanced in age, so I'd like to commence at Hong Kong dollar 2,500 a month.
Conversation 5. Are you paid on a commission or a salary basis now?
I'm paid on a salary.
How much do you hope to get a month here?
I have no definite requirement about salary. I think you will treat me fairly on this point. What I care about most right now is the chance to get the job, so I don't care much as long as your offer is reasonable.
Conversation 6. You haven't asked anything about the salary, but I think you would like to know about it. What salary are you expecting?
I would accept the starting salary in your company for a sales representative of my qualification, but I hope raises are given according to my ability. Besides the salary, do you have any fringe benefits?
Yes, the starting salary for clerks in the company is $600 a month, and raises are given after 8 months, according to your merits. We also provide fringe benefits, such as semi-annual bonuses, 5 weeks paid vacation a year, and health insurance. Are you satisfied with them?
Yes, I'm quite satisfied with them. One more thing about the job. I heard that some of your employees are sent to foreign countries to attend the training program provided by the head office. I'd like to know how you choose employees to attend the program.
Almost all employees are eligible to attend the training course, but as the number of trainees at one time is limited, we select them on their performance. By the way, if you are employed, when do you start work?
Any time is okay.
Conversation 7. What is your salary now?
My present pay is RMB 3,000 yuan each month.
What's your expected salary?
What is important to me is the job and the people I will be working with. So regarding salary, I leave it to you, and I am sure that you will make me a fair offer.
I can offer you 5,000 yuan per month. Raises are given after 3 months probation period according to your performance. Is this satisfactory?
Yes, it is quite satisfactory. I accept it.
Conversation 8.
Are you paid on a commission or salary basis now?
I'm paid on a salary.
What's your monthly salary?
At present, I get 1,800 yuan per month.
How much do you hope to get a month here?
That's not the problem I care about. You can decide on my capacity and experience.
If we decide to hire you, We'd pay you 2,500 yuan a month at the start. You can have Saturdays and Sundays off. Besides, you may have a paid month holiday every year. How do you think about it?
Thank you, Mr. Brown. I really appreciate your assistance. Interview notes. In a job interview, salary is a sensitive topic. Though the interviewee has an expectation of salary in mind, he often feels it's hard to talk about it overtly. How should the job hunter talk about salary with the interviewer face to face? This is a rather common question. A lot of job hunters have met with it in hunting for a job. It's hard to talk, but we have to talk. After all, getting a good salary is one of the major purposes when we look for a job, and this requires that we learn some techniques and ways in dealing with it. We should seize the best chance to talk about it ingeniously. First, we should have an accurate evaluation about the company we intend to work in. Second, we should learn about the salary standards in the present job markets. Third, we should have an expectation based on the considerations of the above comprehensive factors. In recent years, there has been a lot of legislation affecting the workplace. I think the most well-known is the 40-hour work week. All employees may not be required to work more than 40 hours per week. This extra time spent on the job is officially referred to as overtime. If an employee refuses to exceed the overtime limit, theoretically, he or she may not be disciplined in any way. However, the law states that every employee who works overtime more than 40 hours per week will be paid a bonus for all the overtime worked. The 40-hour work week is pretty firm. The week is defined as 7 consecutive days, but that's any 7 days. The work week for every employee does not always start on the same day. It can vary from employee to employee. Employers can get around the overtime rule by paying workers a salary instead of an hourly wage. The only requirement the employer has to honor is that if a worker on salary completes his or her work in less than the 40-hour period, he or she is allowed to leave work, and the employer still has to pay them the full salary. Just don't be fooled. Employers that pay salary know how much a worker can do in a normal 40-hour work week and generally assign each man or woman more than enough to make sure they have to be at their workstation at least the 40 hours. It's up to the individual employee to protect his or her rights, and employers' abuse of the overtime law as regards salaried employees are difficult to prove. When preparing for the interview, you should try to discover the salary range for the job from the recruitment consultant or human resources department. This information can put you in a strong position when the time comes to negotiate a salary. Unless pressed, you should not give a specific number here. Instead, you should specify your value relative to a salary band. Most firms have salary bands for each position. You should aim to negotiate a salary towards the peak of the range for the position which you are applying. If you are pushed for a specific salary, respond with the target range. This will help lay the groundwork for future negotiations. You should qualify yourself by specifying that your answer is based on the information that you have to hand about the job. Do not give the actual range that would satisfy you, as your prospective employer may try to bargain you down at a later point. For example, if your target salary range is 3,000 to 3,500, you should specify a higher range, such as 3,700 to 4,000.